You're listening to Rock Island Radio, on demand radio, playing the best 70s, 80s, country, rock, and pop.
Real Radio dumped him like a bad habit, and now he's broadcasting from his mom's basement.
Ma, the meatloaf!
Tommy Rage. You're listening to the Rage Record Review with Tommy Rage.
What's up? This is Clint with Seven Dust, and you're rocking out with my man, Tommy Rage.
Hi, this is Steven Piercy from Lent, hanging out with Tommy Rage.
Hey, this is Scott from Local H, and you are rocking out with Tommy Rage.
Hey, what's up, guys? This is Dale from Steven, and you're rocking out with Tommy Rage.
Hey there, it's Mike Tran from White Lion. You're listening to Tommy Rage.
Hi, this is Joe Satriani. You're blazing the guitar, I'm blazing the guitar. Tommy's playing the kazoo, but you're listening to Tommy Rage. Thanks, Tommy.
More Tommy Rage coming up. Don't say we didn't warn you.
Hey, rock stars. Welcome to another edition of Rage Record Review. Your humble host here, Mr. Tommy Rage, the man who is quite surprised by the cost of heating and electricity this winter. And if you're surprised yourself, you should see the cost of chimneys. They're through the roof. God, that's bad. I'm not even going to bother apologizing. Moving right along, we're excited about tonight's guest, Dave Piner, the lead singer from the band Soul Asylum. Soul Asylum recently made a stop off in Madison. They played a tribute show with many other fantastic artists, including Butch Vig from Garbage, the former Nirvana producer, also the Nielsen brothers, Dax and Miles, the sons of Rick Nielsen from Cheap Trick. Dax plays drums currently with Cheap Trick. So it was a full show. Joey's Song was the name of it. It happened back in January at the Sylvie here in Madison. Dave came to town, so I wanted to catch up with him. He's been a frequent guest on the show. Soul Asylum released an album a few years back, and he sat down with us. I wanted to catch up with him this time around. I wanted to find out a little bit more about the band's history, his love of playing Madison, and rumors of a brand new Soul Asylum album. Let's kick things off as Dave talks about what the band has been up to and their longtime connection with Madison. Dave, welcome to the show.
Hey, how's it going, Tom?
We're doing really good. For longtime Soul Asylum fans, give us kind of a little history and a little update as to where the Soul Asylum crew is right now.
Well, we are currently in a band driving to Madison. we just did a tour of England and a couple of gigs in Belgium and Holland and Mexico and Texas. That was the last bunch of gigs we played, and now we're kind of working on our new record and looking at a whole new year of Soul Asylum magic.
Nice, nice. Dave, is touring still fun? As far as the overall, you know, having to go from corner to corner of the globe, is it still fun to do?
No. like the first time we went to Europe or Japan or Australia, there's a certain kick to it. But yeah, it wears down in a way that, I don't like to travel, period. So, my friend is saying, hey, we should go on a trip somewhere. I'm like, nah, I'm home and I don't, I don't need to hang around at airports, hotels, buses, this, that, and the other thing. So, yeah, the going places to play for different people of different places is great. It's just everything else besides the gig that is just kind of, that's why our record is called Hurry Up and Wait,
Yeah, I totally get that. We just found out that the lead singer from the band Soul Asylum, he was a big fan of COVID. You know, staying home, sitting on your couch, evidently, is like right up your alley.
Well, I do find comfort in sweatpants and slippers.
You and me both, my friend. You and me both. Was there something that motivated you personally to help be a part of this great benefit?
Well, it was supposed to happen last year.
But yep.
Speaking of COVID, that's why it did not. And I think there's a lot of connection to Madison. The first time Soul Asylum ever did a gig, it was at Madison, outside of Minnesota, I mean. And
Wait. I'm sorry for interrupting. Can you tell us a little bit about, you remember it?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
A good jam or a bad jam?
We had a pickup truck and threw all this in the back, and we went and we played at a dental fraternity, and our drummer did some kind of drug that made him play slow, and I think they offered us another $20 to play Paint It Black by the Rolling Stones, which we had already played, but it was the only song we had that they knew. And my friends in the band, Dan Murphy and maybe Matt, they went to college at Madison, and my parents met at Madison. They both went to college there. So, you know, I've been on this drive a few times.
Real Radio dumped him like a bad habit.
You know how much I love watching you work, but I've got my country's 500th anniversary to plan, my wedding to arrange, my wife to murder, and Gilda to frame for it. I'm swamped.
Get some rest. You haven't got your health. You haven't got anything.
You've fallen victim to one of the classic blunders. The most famous is never get involved in a land war in Asia, but only slightly less well-known is this. Never go in against a Sicilian when death is on the line.
Alan. You have a great gift for Ryan.
Yes, yeah. Somebody that.
Enough of that.
Fezzi, are there rocks ahead?
If they are, they all be dead.
No more rhymes now, I mean it.
Anybody want a peanut?
You seem a decent fellow. I hate to kill you.
You seem a decent fellow. I hate to die.
Tommy Rage.
Inconceivable.
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 You keep using that word. I don't think it means what you think it means.
My name is Inigo Montoya. You killed my father. Prepare to die. My name is Inigo Montoya. You killed my father. Prepare to die.
More Tommy Rage coming up. Don't say we didn't warn you.
Bye bye, boys.
Have fun storming the castle.
Think it'll work?
It would take a miracle.
Bye bye.
Dave Piner from the band Soul Asylum here on Rage Record Review. The band's longtime connection to Madison, I know, means a lot to Dave. So does his ability to go back out on the road, and that's something we're going to talk about a little later, as well as the possibility for some new music. Let's do some tunes from Soul Asylum. 1984 saw the band's very first release. They put out 4 individual albums before being signed to a major record label. They were signed in 1988 to A&M Records. They began to pick up a little steam when A&M noticed the popularity around the Midwest. In 1988, they released Hang Time. Let's do a song off of that. The first track on that album, it's Down on Up to Me from Soul Asylum here on Rage Record Review.
Jogging up when the sun's deep on my baby, I'll wait for the
That was Down On Up to Me from Soul Asylum here on Rage Record Review. Now, as many people know, Soul Asylum was founded in Minneapolis, Minnesota, and their 1984 debut album was called Say What You Will. It's no longer in print. It was re-released as a CD, but I know that many Midwesterners, look for that on like eBay to find original copies of it. And that's because that band, as well as many other Minneapolis and Midwestern bands like Husker Du and whatnot, they were part of an early 80s sound that mixed a lot of early punk, it's frenetic, kind of loud, aggressive sounds, with a new alternative sound that was really starting to grow in the Midwest. It was rather unique and had a large college following, and that's where Soul Asylum picked up a lot of steam, and when they started to tour, they had a large following throughout the Midwest. Now, talking with Dave, he still stays in touch with a lot of those early bands that he met and toured with back in the early 80s and early 90s as well. And I wanted to talk to him about that 90s sound, as well as the Midwest bands and how they really helped each other out when they were first starting things off. Overall, I mean, let's face it, Dave, whether it be Wisconsin or Minnesota, when you guys were really trying to break out, there was a great Midwestern sound, especially coming out of the Minnesota area with like the Replacements and Husker Du and you guys. I mean, was it a competitive music scene starting out?
No. I mean, no. It was very supportive, at least from my perspective. You know, we did gigs with both those bands all the time. Husker Du took us out on tour, did a bunch of shows with Replacements. Actually, we broke down on the way to Chicago to open for the Replacements, and we got there right as they were finishing, and they let us get on stage and play their encore. It's a pretty friendly kind of a scenario in Minneapolis. I think that there's a lot of support for bands. It's just the way that it's sort of put together. And when I see younger bands coming up, I feel the same way. I'm just like, well, if there was something I could do, I would do it. To that effect. And then I suppose you're right, but initially when we started touring, a lot of it was kind of Chicago, Madison, and Midwest area, where it was all sort of indie, do-it-yourself things that, you'd sleep on each other's floors and stuff. And I mean, the bands in Madison and Chicago, and there was some great camaraderie.
Real Radio dumped him like a bad habit.
You know how much I love watching you work, but I've got my country's 500th anniversary to plan, my wedding to arrange, my wife to murder, and Gilda to frame for it. I'm swamped.
Get some rest. You haven't got your health. You haven't got anything.
You've fallen victim to one of the classic blunders. The most famous is never get involved in a land war in Asia, but only slightly less well-known is this. Never go in against a Sicilian when death is on the line.
Now then. You have a great gift for Ryan.
Yes, yeah. Somebody can.
Enough of that.
Fezzi, are there rocks ahead?
If they are, we all be dead.
No more rhymes now, I mean it.
Anybody want a peanut?
You seem a decent fellow. I hate to kill you.
You seem a decent fellow. I hate to die.
Tommy Rage.
Inconceivable.
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 Inconceivable. Inconceivable.
You keep using that word. I don't think it means what you think it means.
My name is Inigo Montoya. You killed my father. Prepare to die. My name is Inigo Montoya. You killed my father. Prepare to die.
More Tommy Rage coming up. Don't say we didn't warn you.
Bye bye, boys.
Have fun storming the castle.
Think it'll work?
It would take a miracle.
Bye.
Dave Pynor here on Rage Record Review, the frontman from the band Soul Asylum. Now, many people will know Soul Asylum for their hugely successful hit that came out in 1993 off their Grave Diggers Union album. It was a song called Runaway Train. It ended up winning the band a Grammy Award for the Best Rock Song. It's not necessarily a rock song, although, as we all know, the early 90s really capitalized on that whole soft alternative sound to it. Bands like Matchbox 20, Smashing Pumpkins, even a little of the grunge bands went a little softer and got a lot of radio play, not only on alternative and rock stations, but also other types of stations as well. Dave told me in previous conversations that he still enjoys playing Runaway Train live and in concert because so many people know it, but it's just not the same as it was in the 90s. Here it is now, Runaway Train by Soul Asylum here on Rage Record Review.
Call you up in the middle of the night, like a firefly without a light. You were there like a blowtorch burning. I was a key that could use a little turning. So tired that I couldn't even sleep. So many secrets I couldn't keep. I promised myself I wouldn't weep. But one more promise I couldn't keep. It seems no one can help me now. I'm in too deep. There's no way out. This time I have really led myself.
Track. Runaway train burning.
Runaway Train here on Rage Record Review. Hugely successful album for the band Soul Asylum, tonight's guest. Now, in early January, Dave joined a whole group of other musicians for a benefit show here in Madison. They played at the Sylvie. The benefit was called Joey's Song, a benefit to help fight epilepsy. It was a great benefit show. Many fantastic artists were at the show, including Dave from Soul Asylum. He and the crew did some sweet Soul Asylum songs. Also, Butch Vig from Garbage, the former Nirvana record producer, and the Nelson Sons, the guys from Rick Nielsen and the Cheap Trick. Both Miles and Dax were there as well. And that was something I wanted to ask Dave about on coming to Madison and playing not only a benefit show, but what it's like meeting up with longtime music friends. Here now, more with Dave from Soul Asylum.
Yeah, you know what, Dave, I want to take a peek behind the curtain. What do rock stars really say if there's, like, guys they haven't played with or haven't seen in quite a long time when they get back together? Is it one of those, hey, do you remember when moments? Or is it just like, hey, how are the wife and kids moments?
A little bit of both. But, like, I don't know, is Miles Nielsen going to be there?
Yep, he's going to be there, yeah. The Nelson Sons from Rick Nielsen, of course, from Cheap Trick.
Yeah, we did a tour with Miles, and it was really fun, and his band was really great. And we put together, between the two bands, we all got up and did We Are the World, which was kind of a lark. I mean, we were kind of making fun of it, but we had everybody on stage in a club playing this We Are the World, so I might bring that up. He had a broken leg or something, so I might say, how's your leg? And, how's your mom and them, or how are your kids, that kind of stuff. And then maybe, so what are you doing? You making a record? You going on that kind of stuff? What are you working on? Looking forward to seeing people that I haven't seen in a very long time. And, I'm looking forward to it. We're going to have a big dinner tonight with everybody, and there will definitely be some friends I have not seen in quite some time.
You can always ask them, you know, how their dad is doing, speaking of breaking legs, you know. Many of us in the Midwest here grew up as Cheap Trick fans.
That's kind of weird. I was just watching Cheap Trick stuff on YouTube. There's a lot of family stuff going on, but yeah, so I mean, we've done quite a few gigs with Cheap Trick, and they're great. They're supportive, just as I was saying before. You know, they're very personable. They're fun to hang out with. So, yes, what's your dad up to will definitely be a question. Miles and Dax. And Dax is great, too. I've had a chance to hang out with him a little bit.
Real Radio dumped him like a bad habit.
You know how much I love watching you work, but I've got my country's 500th anniversary to plan, my wedding to arrange, my wife to murder, and Gilda to frame for it. I'm swamped.
Get some rest. You haven't got your health. Haven't got anything.
You've fallen victim to one of the classic blunders. The most famous is never get involved in a land war in Asia, but only slightly less well-known is this. Never go in against a Sicilian when death is on the line.
Now then.
You have a great gift for Ryan.
Yes, yes. Somebody can.
Enough of that.
Fancy, are there rocks ahead?
If they are, we all be dead.
No more rhymes now, I mean it.
Anybody want a peanut?
You seem a decent fellow. I hate to kill you.
You seem a decent fellow. I hate to die.
Tommy Rage.
Inconceivable.
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 Inconceivable. Inconceivable.
You keep using the word. I don't think it means what you think it means.
My name is Inigo Montoya. You killed my father. Prepare to die. My name is Inigo Montoya. You killed my father. Prepare to die.
More Tommy Rage coming up. Don't say we didn't warn you.
Bye-bye, boys.
Have fun storming the castle.
Think it'll work?
It would take a miracle.
Bye-bye.
It's really cool to hear about what musicians talk about when they're hanging out with other musicians, sometimes longtime touring friends or longtime friends in the music business, how they catch up and spend time together, kind of like just normal people catching up at the holidays or something like that. It's really kind of cool the way they all bond and form a sharing compassion for going out and touring. Let's go back to the band's very first major record label debut. Off the band's A&M record release, Hang Time, this is Cartoon from Soul Asylum here on Rage Record Review. That was Soul Asylum here on Rage Record Review, tonight's guest. Great conversation with Dave Piner, the frontman from the band Soul Asylum. Coming up, we're going to talk to him on what it's like when you look back at an album for its 30th anniversary release and the possibility of new music. We'll have more with Dave Piner from the band Soul Asylum coming up next. Don't go anywhere.
Real Radio. Dumped him like a bad habit.
You know how much I love watching you work, but I've got my country's 500th anniversary to plan, my wedding to arrange, my wife to murder, and Gilda to frame for it. I'm swamped.
Get some rest. You haven't got your health. You haven't got anything.
You've fallen victim to one of the classic blunders. The most famous is never get involved in a land war in Asia. But only slightly less well known is this. Never go in against a Sicilian when death is on the line.
Now then. A great gift for Ryan.
Yes, yes. Some return.
Enough of that.
Fuzzy, are there rocks ahead?
If they are, we all be dead.
No more rhymes now, I mean it.
Anybody want a peanut?
You seem a decent fellow. I hate to kill you.
You seem a decent fellow. I hate to die.
Tommy Rage.
Inconceivable.
Inconceivable. Inconceivable. Inconceivable. Inconceivable.
You keep using the word. I don't think it means what you think it means.
My name is Inigo Montoya. You killed my father. Prepare to die. My name is Inigo Montoya. You killed my father. Prepare to die.
More Tommy Rage coming up. Don't say we didn't warn you.
Bye bye, boy.
Have fun storming the castle.
Think it'll work?
It would take a miracle.
Bye.
Welcome back to Rage Record Review. Tommy Rage hanging out with you. We're going to continue our conversation with Dave Priner, the frontman from the band Soul Asylum. Before that, however, we're going to go back to the band's 1992 release, Grave Dancers Union. Now, it was the band's sixth studio release, believe it or not. It took us some time to find some popularity. However, when they did, they established themselves as one of the most successful rock groups of the early 1990s. The album was certified at triple platinum. It had tons of hits. We're going to play one a little bit later. It also had Runaway Train. This song made it up to number 9 on the modern rock charts. It's Somebody to Shove by Soul Asylum here on Rage Record Review.
Tell me I'm
Dave Piner, the front man from the band Soul Asylum, joining us. That was Somebody to Shove here on Rage Record Review. Now Dave's going to talk about Soul Asylum and getting back out on the road in 2023 and the possibility of new music. More with Dave from Soul Asylum.
Dave, the front man from the band Soul Asylum. You mentioned a little bit ago that you're just getting back from a tour with Soul Asylum. And I know that later on in February, you've got some tour dates on the East Coast. Any bigger plans to head back out on the road with some potential new music as well?
Yep, that will be the project of the year. We kind of think... Yeah, as far as extensive tours, we are working on a couple different things. I'm not sure what is going to pan out, but me and Ryan are doing some acoustic shows, and we're working on a record that's coming along slowly but surely. We're kind of doing it to ourselves. Inmates have taken over the asylum.
So is it something you think we might see a little bit later on, later this year?
I hope so. Yeah.
Real Radio dumped him like a bad habit.
You know how much I love watching you work, but I've got my country's 500th anniversary to plan, my wedding to arrange, my wife to murder, and Gilda to frame for it. I'm swamped.
Get some rest. You haven't got your health. Haven't got anything.
You've fallen victim to one of the classic blunders. The most famous is never get involved in a land war in Asia, but only slightly less well known is this: never go in against a Sicilian when death is on the line.
Now then, a great gift for Ryan.
Yes, some of that.
Enough of that.
Fuzzy, are there rocks ahead?
If they are, we all be dead.
No more rhymes now. I mean it.
Anybody want a peanut?
You seem a decent fellow. I hate to kill you.
You seem a decent fellow. I hate to die.
Tommy Rage.
Inconceivable.
Inconceivable! 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 Inconceivable!
You keep using that word. I don't think it means what you think it means. My name is Inigo Montoya. You killed my father. Prepare to die. My name is Inigo Montoya. You killed my father.
More Tommy Rage coming up. Don't say we didn't warn you.
Bye bye, boys.
Have fun storming the castle.
Think it'll work?
It would take a miracle.
Bye bye.
Having to follow up a multi-selling platinum album, Grave Dancers Union, Soul Asylum went back into the studio and worked on their 7th release. When they did, it did get a little success, but it wasn't as successful as their earlier band. It didn't keep the band from going out on the road and touring. However, people then kind of began to question, what is this 90s sound that they keep doing, and are we done with it yet? That's something we're going to talk about a little bit later on in the show with Dave. However, when they released Let Your Dim Light Shine, one song out there did track up in the top 20 of modern rock tracks. It's this one, Misery, from Soul Asylum, here on Rage Record Review.
Company and make misery.
That was Misery from Soul Asylum here on Rage Record Review. Talking with Dave a little bit earlier in our last segment about the possibility of new music. When he drops some, he promises he'll be back on the show to talk about it, so we'll keep our fingers crossed. The band's 11th studio album was called Change of Fortune. It had a couple different hits on it, still not quite the success as their earlier album. We're going to close things out with that conversation, but let's do something from Change of Fortune. This is Supersonic by Soul Asylum here on Rage Record Review. Ready to wrap things up with Dave from the band Soul Asylum. I wanted to find out what his thoughts were when it came to anniversaries of great albums. Grave Dancers Union celebrated their 30th anniversary, and Dave talks now about what it's like celebrating a band's anniversary.
Last one for you then, Dave. October saw, I believe, the 30th anniversary of Grave Dancers Union. Did someone remind you of the anniversary date? Or was it something like that comes up on you like your Google Calendar?
I'm terrible with dates and terrible with remembering things, and not really big on anniversaries. But you know, it's cool. They reissued the record, and the reissue was better than the original pressing and mastering and stuff. That's exciting. And yeah, it has been a very long and strange trip.
Really appreciate taking time out of your busy schedule to join us, Dave.
Thanks, Tommy. I appreciate your time.
Real Radio, dumped him like a bad habit.
You know how much I love watching you work, but I've got my country's 500th anniversary to plan, my wedding to arrange, my wife to murder, and Gilda to frame for it. I'm swamped.
Get some rest. You haven't got your health. Haven't got anything.
You've fallen victim to one of the classic blunders. The most famous is never get involved in a land war in Asia, but only slightly less well known is this. Never go in against a Sicilian when death is on the line.
Alan. You have a great gift for Ryan.
Yes, yeah. Somebody time.
Enough of that.
Fezzi, are there rocks ahead?
If they are, they all be dead.
No more rhymes now, I mean it.
Anybody want a peanut?
You seem a decent fellow. I hate to kill you.
You seem a decent fellow. I hate to die.
Tommy Rage.
Inconceivable.
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 You keep using that word. I don't think it means what you think it means.
My name is Inigo Montoya. You killed my father. Prepare to die. My name is Inigo Montoya. You killed my father. Prepare to die.
More Tommy Rage coming up. Don't say we didn't warn you.
Bye bye, boys.
Have fun storming the castle.
Think it'll work?
It would take a miracle.
Goodbye. Bye.
Such a great conversation with Dave from the band Soul Asylum. Recently, their album Grave Dancers Union celebrated its 30th anniversary. Dave, evidently not a big fan of anniversaries, can't keep track of those. I wonder if he keeps track on how successful that album is, or if it's one of those things where you're like, man, I wish we could do that again. I know the album Grave Dancers Union spent over 76 weeks. Yeah. That long on the top 20 U.S. Billboard charts. It did so with several singles. We played Runaway Train a little bit earlier, as well as a few other ones off that album. Somebody to Shove was one of them. This was one of my all-time favorites from the band's sixth studio release, Grave Dancers Union. It's Black Gold by Soul Asylum here on Rage Record Review.
Yeah. off the streets gives them something to do, something to eat. This spot was a playground. This flat land used to be a town. Black gold in a white sky. Won't you fill up the tank? Let's go for a ride. Short light to feel some pride. But this place just makes me feel sad inside.
Black Gold by Soul Asylum here on Rage Record Review. Truly an iconic 90s sound, really. I mean, that was like the quintessential soft alternative sound of many of the bands that came out early in the 90s. A big shout out and big thanks to Dave Piner, the frontman from the band Soul Asylum, for joining us. Word has it that the band is going to be heading out on tour later in 2023. And we can also share brand new music. Dave says he's going to get that to us so we can talk about brand new Soul Asylum. The band was recently in Madison in early January to help support a cause called Joey's Song to Fight Epilepsy. If you have a chance, head out to that website, make a contribution, and help those in need fighting epilepsy. A big shout out again to Dave for taking time out of his busy schedule to join us. You can visit the band's website for the latest up-to-date information on Soul Asylum. We would also love to hear from you, our listeners and our friends. Reach out to us on Facebook at Rage's Record Review. Hit the like and follow button. You can also send us a direct message using the Facebook app. You can also do so using the Instagram app and the Twitters app as well. Drop us a note. We would love to hear from you, our friends. We've got some great guests coming up, so we can't wait to share that with you. Wherever you're listening to this great show, do us a solid. Download the radio station's app. That way you can follow not only our show, but other great features that they have on that radio show. Don't forget, you can check us out next week, same time, same channel, and as always, rock and rage on, my friends.
Real Radio dumped him like a bad habit.
You know how much I love watching you work, but I've got my country's 500th anniversary to plan, my wedding to arrange, my wife to murder, and Gilda to frame for it. I'm swamped.
Get some rest. You haven't got your health. Haven't got anything.
You've fallen victim to one of the classic blunders. The most famous is never get involved in a land war in Asia. But only slightly less well known is this. Never go in against a Sicilian when death is on the line.
Alan.
You have a great gift for Ryan.
Yes. Yeah. Somebody that.
Enough of that.
Where is it? Are there rocks ahead?
If they are, we all be dead.
No more rhymes now, I mean it.
Anybody want a peanut?
You seem a decent fellow. I hate to kill you.
You seem a decent fellow. I hate to die.
Tommy Rage.
Inconceivable.
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 You keep using that word. I don't think it means what you think it means.
My name is Inigo Montoya. You killed my father. Prepare to die. My name is Inigo Montoya. You killed my father. Prepare to die.
More Tommy Rage coming up. Don't say we didn't warn you.
Bye bye, boys.
Have fun storming the castle.
Think it'll work?
It would take a miracle.
Goodbye.
You're listening to Rock Island Radio, on demand radio, playing the best 70s, 80s, country, rock, and pop.